past on and realize that eternal way that's turned its back on here.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m. The fear is gone. It's 2 a.m. The sun's still warm.
Saturday night, 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, and midnight Eastern Standard Time, which I guess a hurricane was much ado about nothing to an extent. I saw some emails or comments going back and forth from people in Florida to New York calling them a bunch of babies because it was nothing like what Florida has to put up with or withstand. But I've been up in New York. I actually surfed. It wasn't Montauk. It was South Shore of Long Island, Franklin Street, I think, Long Island. Or not Gilgo, Lido. I'm trying to think of Jones Beach, I think. Anyways, Hugo, Hurricane Hugo is huge, huge. Still, even with a surge, 11 feet, it's a, you know, pretty good-sized storm. Thank God it doesn't look like it's going to be too bad or as bad as some had thought. You know, they shut down the subways in New York. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, host Lieutenant Eric Schein. I'm going to throw out the call-in number early. If we get any really good calls from some people we haven't heard from before, it'd be nice. Or some people we've been hearing from for quite some time, but haven't heard from in a while. And we'll see what happens. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
All right, we're coming back, people. It is that time. Yeah, you know, I just... for anyone to not see what's going on and understand that it is economic... It's not just class warfare. It's economic warfare being carried out. And our founders were brilliant at it, Jefferson and others. They knew and understood. I mean, that's why we had tariffs. We ran 100% of our government off of tariffs imposed upon foreign and mostly royal kingdoms, you know, not republics, because most other countries were kingdoms or, you know, military dictatorships that were being run by the kingdoms or the empires or the United Kingdom or the British Commonwealth, whatever you want to call it. You know, and I'm still at odds with Germany and England, and whether England is playing the upper hand, the city of London and more, or if Berlin and Germany is playing the upper hand. There's clearly a German thread that underlies. I mean, where was the cell that planned 9/11, supposedly? Hamburg, Germany. Germany. I brought up about Charlemagne and, you know, basically uniting that region of Europe for the first time in the year 800 AD, about 1300 years ago, a little less, 1200 to 1300 years ago, and that it was broken up after his death because it was seen as far too powerful, and that included all of, you know, Austria, Bavaria, Switzerland, portions of the Rhineland, German federations, German republics, Liechtenstein, and more. And now we see the real powerhouse. I mean, just look at some of the auto manufacturers, BMW, Mercedes, Audi. It's Audi. I want to say Audi's French, but it's not. Hey, Mike, it's not German, is it? Not Bavarian. BMW is Bavarian. Audi is, I'll have to find out real quick here, and I should know that off the top of my head. But not just, who bought the New York Stock Exchange? Not too long ago, within the last year. Germany. Bush is related to Queen Elizabeth. Obama, I mean, go look on Wikipedia and look it up, or, you know, find some other source if you don't like Wikipedia. I guess, yeah, Audi's a German manufacturer. That's what I thought. I don't know why I was thinking it was something else. Maybe I was thinking of Peugeot or something, which is French. The Chrysler was bought up by the Germans, and most people don't realize or understand that Chrysler owned and controlled the what was called the tank division, which made our M1, A1, Abrams main battle tanks for the United States military. And although it was broken off as part of the deal, and I think it was spun off and sold to General Dynamics, you have to understand that a portion of those plans, if not all of them, in the sale, made their way to Germany. And that when you start to peel back the layers of everything that's going on, the refueling tanker with the Euros, you know, Eurozone, European Union, our refueling tankers, you know, for in-flight refueling, on and on, a defense issue for the United States. You know, we did declare our independence, not just from England, but from Europe in general. And you could throw, you know, and that's even what, you know, World War One and World War Two were to an extent. I think they were, to a large degree, psyops, and they were used against the American people to sucker us in, and that, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend somehow, that, you know, although England and the UK or the UK have been at odds with the United States and the American people for some time since we declared independence, you know, by creating a bigger threat with Germany, somehow the United States as a republic married itself and allowed the United Kingdom and the British, the you know, kingdom of England, the Commonwealth, to wrap their arm around us and infiltrate the United States and place a bunch of their people not only in our corporations, but even within our government. You know, you just start to look around and look at all the people who have come in from Canada as part of the United Kingdom. The United Kingdom is now part of the European Union. You know, how many people have pointed this out to you? I've never heard this from anyone but myself, but I'd love to hear it from a lot of other people. Now that there's a European Union with 27 member nation states in it, well, guess what? It's not 27 member nation states. It's like 81. Because the 54 member nation states of the United Kingdom, including England, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Belize, and more, are now not only part of the Commonwealth, part of the United Kingdom, under the, you know, royal crown control of the Queen, but now they're part of the European Union. And so you got to really ask who is in charge, because I don't think it's England. I would, you know, point more towards, well, you could say it is England and Germany, but it's the German royal families in England, the Windsors, Saxe Coburg Gotha, and the royal families in Germany, Habsburgs and others, who are working together to create this worldwide system of United Kingdoms. And they don't like republics. They don't like of, by, and for the people. They think we're incompetent. They think that we can't run our own government for our own self-interest, for the interest of all the people, and that at some point they believe, and they believe that they have the divine right to lord themselves over others, and that they, by birth, have the right to subject us to anything and everything that they wish to impose upon us. And it's the same old game it's been for hundreds, if not thousands of years, but we're too blind to see it. You know, it's slapping us in the face, and no one will really talk about it. The root of everything going on today is the battle between royalism and, I'd say, republicanism, or a republic, because, you know, we have a hybrid. It's a democratic republic of by and for the people, meaning that we are the government. We must be the government. We must carry on oversight of the government and those in government. And when they stray from the path, we are there to right them and to make right and to, if necessary, demand justice and to require prosecutions, people like Tom DeLay and others. The government does work when we make it work. And I've given out in the last 3-4 weeks where the Secretary of Commerce appointed a special master, this guy Schwartwood. I think that's, I'm remembering his name right. And he investigated what was going on with these Coast Guard ALJs, Brzezinski and McKenna, the two that are sitting on my case, somehow, where they've been carrying on corruptions within the Fisheries Department, within Commerce Department, within NOAA and the fisheries, to where they had the Secretary of Commerce had to put out a public apology in writing. Now he's going to be the ambassador to China. Go figure. It's like, okay, wait, the guy's doing his job. And because he's doing his job, he's taken out of doing his job. Wow. So the special master has been given more powers, or his role has been expanded, I should say, very focused, though. And he's been given a bunch more cases to look into. But the bigger issue is they're not looking into the Coast Guard side of these quote-unquote administrative law judges who are not real judges. They even said in the, if you go read the order, it's been posted on, you type in Eric Schein and then .. and NTSB, you'll get the final order. But in there they said that I said that these judges weren't real judges, so I didn't have to respect them. I never said that. I would never, it's not, you know, that's just not my character. It's just not what I would do. I may call the guy an a-hole, because he is. But it has nothing to do whether he's a judge or a real judge or not. But what he is doing, or what these guys have been doing, you know, especially because he's a lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard himself. I'm not in the Coast Guard, never been in the Coast Guard, don't serve in the Coast Guard. The Coast Guard's saying it's a branch of military now. The very same people who are carrying this out and involved in 9/11, or at least stealing from the trust fund set up for the families that were affected by 9/11, guys like Feinberg, Kenneth Feinberg, total dirtbag. He's pretending that he doesn't represent BP, going around and telling people that he doesn't, and then he actually is, and getting people to sign waivers and or take settlements, pennies on the dollar, while he's misrepresenting himself, saying, oh, no, I'm a neutral, I have no connection to BP, when he's actually a lawyer on contingency working for British Petroleum. And, mind I say, British Petroleum stands for British Petroleum, BP, hello, British, or wait, no, it used to be called Anglo-Iranian or Anglo-Persian Oil. And this whole fiasco in the Middle East is orchestrated. We are deeply involved in it. We are deeply behind it. I believe that what they want to do is same thing as trial by fire, or I'll get it back because my producer is just like blazing me with the music. I want to talk about what's going on in the Middle East and where it goes, and how Israel or Jerusalem may become the new Washington, D.C. or Rome as to Italy.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, people, we're back. It's 9:23. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone with Lieutenant Eric Shah. Now, and I'm talking about Germany again, which, you know, if anybody's listened to my show, I've talked about this before. See, world, and you know, if you're an American with German ancestry, I don't care. I mean, you're an American, right? First and foremost. I'm talking about Germans from Germany. Royalty specifically, and how they want to, just like in the Weimar Republic, they don't want to allow the people to own and control and run and benefit from their own government. They want to be, and I have to do it. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to read from Philip Bobbitt's The Shield of Achilles, because this is exactly what they're trying to do. And I keep pointing this out. And if you look at who this guy is and, you know, his bio and stuff, it should be grossly apparent to you. I mean, the guy went to King's College, or actually he was later the Marsh Christian Fellow in War Studies. I mean, a Christian Fellow in War Studies. Think about that. Is that not just downright stupid? I mean, isn't that just like contradictory? How can you be Christian and study war? The Marsh Christian Fellow in War Studies at, King's College, University of London. Not the President's College or the American or the Republic College, but the King's College, University of London. And, of course, he was involved with Iran-Contra and all kinds of other stuff as well. Here's the part three from, I don't know, it's about 211 in his book, The Shield of Achilles, War, Peace, and the Course of History. The historic consequences of the long war. And as I mentioned before, they define, or he goes into defining in the book, the long war is World War I to the fall of the wall in Berlin. And if you've seen movies like Valkyrie or anything, you'll know how important Berlin was in, and, you know, I mean, even if you go to the Cold War, Berlin was the center of much of what was coming out of Germany, you know, as its capital or de facto capital, depending on what point in time. Thesis, the market state is superseding the nation state as a consequence of the end of the long war. The end of the long war has been quickly followed by the emergence of a new constitutional order, a new world order. It doesn't say that, but might as well insert one word or, you know, say it right after a new world order. Let me read that again. The end of the long war has been quickly followed by the emergence of a new constitutional order. This new form is the market state. Whereas the nation state with its mass free public education, universal franchise, and social security policies promise to guarantee the welfare of the nation, the market state promises instead to maximize the opportunity of the people, and listen to this very closely, and thus tends to privatize many state activities and to make voting and representative government less influential and more responsive to the market. That's insane. That's fascism, corporatism, but it's a new L. Ron Hubbard way of saying it, coming up with some new Dianetic type language to say, well, we're talking royalism here, people, but we're not going to call it that. We're going to call it the market state instead of calling it feudalism. And then he goes on, the United States, a principal innovator in the development of the market state, must fashion its strategic policies with this fundamental constitutional change in mind. So if you think about the strategic policies that he's talking about here, what's going on in the Middle East? We didn't attack Saudi Arabia because it's already a kingdom. 15 of the 19 terrorists were from Saudi Arabia involving 9/11. But then we attack Iraq, that was supposedly a republic, even though Saddam was a dictator or not. Many people believe he's gotten the same, propaganda or, attacks that many other leaders from many other countries. I mean, look what we did with Mossadegh in Iran in 53. And then we go ahead and put in the Shah, our guy, United States guy, puppet government. That's not what the United States is about. That's not what we're supposed to be doing. We're not supposed to be, and, you know, we didn't start out that way. And anyone who says that is might as well be working for the Queen directly. Because anyone who trashes our founders and says they're a bunch of slave owners, which they may have been, they were born into that civilization. They didn't create it. The Queen and the Crown did. You know, by letting out, you know, even through the West Indies Corporation, we did something to try to stop it, avert it, end slavery. We created a system that opened up the door, supposedly, or at least began down that process for men and women of all colors and all ethnicities to become equal in the eyes of the law. And it's taken quite some time for we as a people to fight our way to that so that black men could vote and have equal rights, so that women could vote and have equal rights, so that slavery could, I mean, just look what's happened in the last 100 years, in the 1900s, with suffrage in the early 1900s. Slavery, although it was ended in the 1800s, we've had, you know, civil rights and more, all sorts of issues.
Because you can handle the truth. Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Theravim. Theravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Theravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit Theravim.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
All right, we're coming back. Now, and I mentioned it. We're going to a caller here in a minute, but it's the Bush, Davis, Walker family. So we've got an extended royal family. Obama is related to George Bush. Obama is related to Dick Cheney. So to say, and I, there's a video out that I had done at Freedom Law School back in 2008. And in there, one of my biggest concerns was that Bush was not going to leave office. And it, to a large degree, he hasn't, because Obama, his cousin, is in office. So there was really no worry about him leaving office, because his relations, his relative, and you have to really think about CFRs, Council on Foreign Relations, or Council for Foreign Relatives, Royal Relatives. They should call it the CFRR, RRRR, whatever. Council for Foreign Royal Relations. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that, and I don't know about Bush and Walker, but even the Davis name, and I'm not trying to besmirch that, you know, we had Jefferson Davis and others from the South and the Civil War. Anyone who has this, these names and aren't doing something to purge their name of these, you know, Cain versus Abel, you know, this, these Cain genes, these evil genes, the rest of us are all paying for it, you know, because it's easier for people to I guess, clean house on their own house, quote unquote, and do something about these people. But
Nancy Reagan is Nancy Davis. Nancy Davis married Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was a spokesmodel for General Electric that was formed by J.P. Morgan, an agent for the Crown. These families, and not everybody with these last names, and my next caller, hopefully, is one of those people that shares a common last name, but is, you know, a good egg from those family names and is trying to stand up to and speak out about what is going on in our country, where these people who are related to the European royal families are trying to take down and are doing a very good job of it, take down our republic and steal everything that our founders and everyone in between has lost: life, liberty, sleep, sweat, tears, and blood for, in trying to protect and preserve and, I guess, you know, carry forward to future generations. But it really is to the point now where it is in grave peril. And for people not to do anything about what is going on, it is pretty sad. But let me bring on Vicky, caller. Vicky, where are you calling from?
Hi, Eric. I'm calling from Idaho. And my last name is Davis, but it's a married name, so I have...
But I'm not... And
I have nothing to do with anything
But what I was trying to say, though, is just like Cain and Abel, you know, the stories, the proverbial stories or, you know, reality, that in every family, you've got good eggs and you've got bad eggs. And it is really upon all of us, whether related or not, for all the good eggs, the good people, to stand up and do something, you know, try. Because at some point, things like Fukushima and all this other stuff, these are man-made events. And they are something that we can and should be preventing. And, you know, we can go to wars and more. So go ahead.
Yeah. Well, what I called about was I was wondering if you could give me the page that you read that quote from on the Shield of Achilles. Because
Three.
Huh?
It's page 2. It's 214, 213, 212. It's 211.
211. Okay, that's close enough. I'll read around it.
But, you have that book?
Yes, I did. I bought it because you recommended it, but I haven't.
Did you read his bio?
No, I haven't read it yet, but I bought it so that I would have it to read. But
read Philip Bobbitt's bio, and if it doesn't, let me read it to you now, because this really there's just so much in this one paragraph. Philip Bobbitt, he teaches constitutional law at the University of Texas, okay? We know a lot of stuff has come out of Texas, where he holds the A.W. Walker. Remember I mentioned Bush Davis Walker, and no, nothing against you having the last name Davis as well. Holds the A.W. Walker Centennial Chair. A 100-year chair, what is that? He was formerly the Anderson, and Anderson is another name that's related to Bush Davis Walker. He was formerly the Anderson Senior Research Fellow at Nuffield College, Oxford University. Who went to Oxford? Well, Bill Clinton. He was a Rhodes Scholar, where he was a member of the Modern History faculty. He was later the Marsh Christian Fellow. Think about this, and just in this one little sentence. He was later the Marsh Christian Fellow in War Studies at King's College, University of London. To have Christian Fellow in the same sentence as War Studies in King's College in London, to me, just, it's like, wow, too much information. he has served as associate counsel to the president, legal counsel to the Senate Select Committee on the Iran-Contra affair, the counselor on international law at the Department of State, as well as director of intelligence, senior director for critical infrastructure, and Senior Director for Strategic Planning at the National Security Council. He has written several books on nuclear strategy, social choice, and constitutional law. He lives in Austin, Washington, and London.
Huh. Well, I guess he spent so much time writing books, he missed the fact that the communist Chinese have infiltrated our infrastructure. So
I don't know if it's necessarily the communist Chinese or those who appear to be communist Chinese, I feel that a lot of this is being run by the royal families from Europe, including England. And I'm talking German royal families. But they, you got to remember, like Bush, right, George W., he tried to turn scanning of our container cargo over to a company called Hutchinson Whampoa. It's a quote-unquote Chinese corporation. It was run by the second-in-command of the People's Liberation Army, the Chinese military. But guess what? It's a British company formed by the British initially, turned over to the Chinese. But if you think that they just, like, gave it to them with no strings attached, with no personnel attached, with no people, with no agents buried or embedded in that, you know, corporation, then you don't, you haven't followed how insidious and how crafty the royal families really are.
Yeah, well, I do agree with you that I think it is the Commonwealth. And
Yes.
And I just found another British company today. They're called, what is it, Excel. They were a British company. And they were the ones that were using the students, the J-1 visa students at Hershey, Pennsylvania, for virtually slave labor.
Just like Bill Gates.
Right. Well, they all are because that's...
Just like Qualcomm.
That's the design of the education system, the is the vocational education, Soviet polytechnical education, only they're using these students for free labor, virtually free labor.
Or very cheap labor, maybe not free, but pretty darn close.
Right.
Right. Well, but these same people wanted to set up a cruise ship off the coast of California and other coasts here in the United States, so that Silicon Valley, the gurus of Silicon Valley, would not have to fly to India to outsource work. They could actually have Indians or people from India working on cruise ships that were converted to slave labor pools for computer engineering, to where they could fly into international waters right off our coast, where they were running three shifts or wanted to run three shifts around the clock, where their labor laws wouldn't apply because they were in international waters. These are the kind of people, it's like, what kind of an American, what kind of a person do we want to allow to live in our country to come under the same common protections granted to them by our tax system, by our defense system, by our form of government as a republic or a hybrid as a democratic republic? Why do we want to allow these people to outsource jobs, to outsource medical benefits, to where your health care and the information for your health care is somehow held by a foreign corporation in a foreign land?
Yeah, well, and when once they get the full telemedicine set up, you'll have a doctor in Zimbabwe, you know, that you'll communicate with via the Internet.
Well, as you understand, it's basically arbitrage, and you understand the term?
Oh, yeah.
Where instead of trading money and making the difference on the money and the instantaneous trade to where you try to sell one form of currency before the other, before it moves, and make money off of the trade of trading currencies, instead we're doing it with labor, to where it's slave labor. They're even doing this with PhDs, where someone in India with a PhD is tutoring people's kids. Instead of having like a high school student or a college student tutor your kids and pay them a decent wage here in the United States, they're like, hey, more bang for the buck, for $10 an hour, $15 an hour, I can have a doctor, somebody with a doctorate in or a PhD in India teach my child for less or about the same that I could get a high school student to do it.
And that's what's happening. And I knew a guy when I was studying outsourcing that he had a degree in physics, I believe it was, but he was working as a security guard. So there you go.
Well, and it is, it's about breaking down the borders for these elites so that they can actually make money off of depriving us of our rights, our protections, labor laws, and more. Bacon Davis, something that Bush basically threw out, that goes into the federal government, its
awesome contracting power or might is not to be used to lower the working wages or working conditions of workers in the United States.
Yeah, they're trying to get rid of that, too.
Oh, yeah, they've already they suspended it. Not only did Bush, but I think Obama extended the suspension.
Right. Well, you know, when we lost economic sovereignty was when they voted on the Uruguay round, December 8th, 1994, I think it was.
And what was going on with Newt and everybody else at the very same time?
Yeah, well, he was all for it. Newt is the worst nightmare that ever hit the Republican Party, except for, you know, maybe
he's
a few others.
He's not a Republican. None of these people are really Republicans.
No, they're
not. That's what's so sad. I mean, even Ron Paul is not really a Republican.
That's true. He's a libertarian.
And he's probably more of a Republican than they are, but he's like not only a libertarian, but he's very, he wants to privatize everything as well.
Yeah. Well, you know what I figured out what they're doing in the United States, because it didn't make sense to me that they were importing Muslims, you know, because Muslims, there's a lot of them, you know, it's a minority, but it's still a lot of them that are engaging in terrorism. So why are they inviting them into our country? We've got Somalis here. We've got, you know, every time we fight,
Vicky, think about when we went to war with Vietnam. Who did we import to the United States?
Yeah, I was just going
to
say that.
When we went to war with Korea, who did we import into the United States? Koreans.
Every time we fight somebody, they bring them into the United States. But what
did we do in World War II? We not only imported Germans, but we imported Nazis. The Catholic Church was involved with it. But we also imported a lot of fascists from Italy and other places. The open door, part of the problem about being an open country is that we are so open and so free that at some point, if somebody wants to take us down, they can use our own system and the way we operate to do so. And
well, they're already doing it. I mean, that is what they are doing. They're turning our country into a territory of Babel.
Territory
where they're going to. I watched a hearing on terrorism, and Lee Baca, the sheriff of Los Angeles County, used a term called. If we are to be a world society, and I thought, well, that's it. You know, they're trying to bring some of each, you know, some of each of everybody in the world, and they're turning our country into a market state. So I think what they have envisioned is kind of a bazaar, you know, a B-A-Z-A.
Yeah, is it at a carnival?
As in carnival, yeah, as in carnival, in the territory of Babel.
Well, and but think about the other thing, too, is like, if you go to the Vandals and Visigoths, which were used by the Germans to overrun the Italian Republic and or kingdom or empire, depending on, you know, how you wanted to define it at the time, and even go back to Babel, one of the things is that we're warned or foretold about language. And it is an important thing, not only, you know, for business and more, but just even for security, that we used to have a pretty strong immigration policy. People would come in. They would have to learn English. They would learn history of the United States and what it means to be a citizen in a republic, because many of these people were coming from kingdoms, the Commonwealth, and more. But they would be taught of our history, and they would actually know the history of our country better than most people that lived here for generations.
Yeah. Well, you
and
know,
they would actually, but that would buoy our system up, not take it down, to where we have immigrants coming in who don't learn English, don't learn reading, writing, arithmetic, don't learn history, don't learn what it is to be a citizen in a republic, and to protect themselves, because our country is stronger when they can go into court, when they can use our public trust to protect themselves from predators.
Right. Well, that's the way it should be. That's the way it was, but that's not the way it is anymore. When they voted on the Uruguay trade round and we lost economic sovereignty, what that did was to pass all of the power of the nation states to the global corporations. And it's the global corporations that are running everything.
But who owns and controls the global corporations? Who is behind them? Just like the East Indies Corporation, it's the royal families. It's the elites. It's the very same families who are all interrelated. Obama is related to Bush. Bush is related to Cheney. Cheney is related to Obama. I mean, it's a full circle.
Yeah, well, you're right about that. And there is one foreign corporation in the United States to watch because they're engaged in biological biological research.
Hold on, Vicki. We're going to break. We'll be right back. I'll just talk carry you over if you want.
Sure.
Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, speaking with Vicki Davis from Idaho, and we will be right back. Last segment.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We're coming back for the last segment here. Vicki, I'm glad you got the book, The Shield of Achilles, by Philip Bobbitt. And I seriously read it because I think it'll blow your mind. It's almost like a combination of Brave New World and Future Shock and a bunch of other books out there where almost like, you know, and beyond, Behold a Pale Horse, I believe, Cooper. And even like Brave New World. And I'm trying to think of the other one. From Huxley. Was Brave New World from Aldous Huxley?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
No, yeah, I think it wasn't that from the other guy who wrote Animals? Was it Animal?
Orwell?
Orwell?
No, I think I think Brave New World was Huxley, but anyways, you get the gist to where this guy's coming out basically prophesizing as, oh, this is a good idea, but he's really telling us what they're doing.
Yeah.
And what
well,
they plan.
Well, you know what? I when I started researching all this stuff, I did it from the bottom up. I didn't start from the top down.
You started reading the Bible?
No, I don't read the Bible.
I'm kidding, because there's plenty in there. I mean, Christ, whether you believe he was God or not, whatever your beliefs are, I respect either way, they're your beliefs. But Christ not only was a political dissident, he spoke about kingdoms. He basically was saying, look, there's only one kingdom, and it's not of this earth. He believed, much like we do in republics, that we don't have royal families. We don't have any lineage between us and God. And, you know, if you believe that you have to go through Christ to go to God, that's fine. That's, you know, the Holy Trinity and Christ and the Spirit and more. Those are your, I'm not saying they're my beliefs. I'm not saying that they're not. I'm just saying whatever your beliefs are or other listeners, that's fine and well, because we're supposed to have a free world, you know, and even things like whether it's religion or spirituality or whatever, it's supposed to be through attraction, not promotion. You know, the motto for my academy is deeds, not words. Or acted on verba.
Right.
You're supposed to show by example.
That's why everything in the United States is so phony now, because it's all by words and not by deeds. Deeds are the opposite of the words.
What did they say, though, that fascism would come to the United States? I don't know if it was carrying a cross and wrapped in the American flag, but, you know, to that effect, basically.
Well, essentially. But what I was going to say is that I have arrived at the same conclusions of what's happening in the United States just from following the changes to our government going from about the late 1980s up to today. And so that's pretty profound, I think, when you haven't studied the Bible, you don't know history. All you're doing is following legislation and who did what when. And you arrive at the same conclusion of what's happening in our world today.
Yeah, that it's self-evident, no matter where you start, no matter what path, no matter where you want to, that in the end, if you start reading enough different stuff, you will come to this. Just look at Codex Alimentarius. If say you want it, you're a farmer, and you take it from that perspective, and you just get into the farming issues, you'll still come to the same conclusion.
Yeah. Well, it's because they've harmonized everything at the global level. These systems that they designed, when they redesigned our government, they designed it to be integrated into a global, one-world totalitarian system.
Very totalitarian.
Uh-huh. And so, and about the words, I don't know the words to use to get people to pay attention to this stuff, that it's really real. It's real.
And it's really evil. I don't know
it's
a better
evil.
Word to describe it.
Yeah, I don't either. Well, but anyway, thanks, Eric.
Hey, take care, Vicky.
Okay, bye.
And evil, I hate to use that word because it sounds like religious, but, you know, it's really not. But these people are, they might as well be Dahmer or, you know, Manson or somebody else. And they're probably related to them, too, like Hinckley. We're out. Peace, everybody. Have a good weekend. Take care.
Gold, ever climbing as the dollar